Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. and she's back. How's it going, Gugu?
I'm very well, thank you, Sizwe. Great to be back. Hoping you can hear me clearly.
Yes, we can. It's good to have you back. So maybe let's start off with where you were, right? New Wine Airport. What's going on there in the Western Cape? Gugu? Okay. We've lost Gugu. So we'll try and get on another line.
And they're actually ensuring that they are looking to...
Okay, wait. So we didn't hear anything that you said. You literally just came back now.
Oh, boy. Okay. Blame it on the line. But let's start off from the top. The Cape Winelands Airport is where we're at, right?
Yes.
100%. So this is an 8 billion rand investment that's been made by a company called RSA Aero. Now, essentially, it's not the first time we hear about this particular investment. It is one that will be commissioned in early 2028. And from what we understand in their latest update, they mentioned that they are in the last phase of their environmental impact assessment. Now, they are talking a good game here in terms of the investment that will be made. This particular airport will essentially allow for international as well as local travel to the airport and largely to the Cape Winelands. They are expecting at least 5.2 million annual passengers and are also ensuring that they can establish a level of environmental sustainability. The plan is to actually have the airport operate completely off the grid, using things like biofuel as well as alternative power sources to maintain the energy and also alternatives when it comes to water reticulation and water processing services that will be made. Good news, though, in terms of additional traffic and, of course, tough competition for AXA as the Cape Town International Airport will also have to compete with the upcoming Cape Winelands Airport. But we have until 2028 to actually see this being commissioned.
Okay. And then Yahoo is going to sell TechCrunch, their TechCrunch platform. Before we get there, I mean, I remember reading the Google story. This must have been back in, I think, 2005, 2006. And I was very surprised to find out that Yahoo had an opportunity to buy Google for $1 million back in 1998.
Right. Talk Yahoo, about major regrets.
Yeah. So Yahoo ended up being sold, I think, in 2017 for less than $5 billion. And Google is worth about $2 trillion right now.
100%. Bigger than some economies, actually. So shows you a very interesting case study there as to at one point, before we even thought about Googling everything, Yahoo was really a major search engine. And over the last few years, it's really tried to transform itself into a media entity, essentially buying other media houses and trying to own them just to capitalize on some level of growth. Back in 2021, it actually acquired TechCrunch, which is a technology publication platform. They typically feature a lot of articles around tech startups as well as industry news in general from across the globe. They acquired it back in 2021 and have now decided that they're looking to sell it to a private equity company called Regent. Now, this particular investment firm has also been picking up a large number of media assets and is actually looking to expand within that particular realm. TechCrunch, as we know, that they're looking to actually actively participate in this transaction and have responded very favorably to it. From what we know, Yahoo could potentially make at least $5 billion subsequent to this particular sale. So hopefully it does give them some additional capital in their arsenal, just to allocate the capital adequately, though, in order to reposition themselves for growth in an alternative manner, I guess.
And what are the markets saying?
Markets, well, we're hoping that we'll open up in positive territory today. I must tell you, last week we shot the lights out. We did see the point where the JSE All Share Index did breach that psychologically important all-time high of 90,000 points. We're not quite there yet this morning, but still close enough. 89,518 points is where the All-Share Index will open up from. Currency-wise, we're at 18.21 to the US dollar, 23.53 to the British pound, and now at 19.72 against the euro.
Thank you very much. It brings the Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.